Weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Skin looking and feeling tight, irritated, dry, or just meh? Maybe your skincare routine is missing a crucial step. Meet the Calming Mist Toner from Pharmaceris with hyaluronic acid to deeply hydrate and prebiotics to support your skin's barrier. Just a few soothing sprays after washing your face balances your skin's pH and helps the skincare products you use after work better. Dermatologist developed and known worldwide for premium quality, gentle, effective skincare, Pharmaceris is finally available in the U.S. on Amazon. Real users rave about the Pharmaceris Mist Toner. It actually helped reduce redness. It's so gentle and never leaves my skin feeling dry or tight. The calming properties are amazing. I can feel it. Try the Pharmaceris Calming Mist Toner today and see why it's the skincare step you've been missing. Pharmaceris Calming Mist Toner is available on Amazon for only $14.99. Use promo code SKINMIST to save 20%. That's Pharmaceris, Pharmaceris, and use code SKINMIST to save 20%.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Update on yesterday's deadly New York City skyscraper mass shooting from ABC's Alex Stone.
We now know the shooter was arrested and charged with trespassing after he allegedly tried to grab a security guard and refused to leave a Las Vegas casino in 2023.
Prices will go up next month on many items made by Procter & Gamble, which makes Tide, Crest, Charmin, and much more. It cites tariffs and materials it imports, adding $1 billion in costs. The former Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator has appealed to Congress today to push for a pardon or immunity so that she can testify openly and honestly about him. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The letter from Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney stresses that she's prepared to plead the fifth if the deposition by the House Oversight Committee goes forward as scheduled August 11th.
The committee says it will not consider granting congressional immunity. The UN says far too little food and other aid is getting into Gaza, risking starvation. This is ABC News. The Baseball Hall of Famers died.
When he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2005, longtime Cubs second baseman Ryne Sandberg said,
"Everything I have today, everything I will ever be, is because of the game of baseball."
He was considered one of the best all-round players ever to play the game, and he was beloved by many, especially in Chicago. Former President Barack Obama, in a statement, saying Ryne Sandberg wasn't just a great baseball player, he was a class act who never cheated the game. Everyone in Chicago, including White Sox fans, will miss him deeply. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scandal benches Cleveland Guardians pitcher Emmanuel Clase. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
This announcement coming just weeks after Clase's teammate, Guardians pitcher Luis L. Ortiz, was placed on leave till at least August 31st for his alleged role in the sports betting investigation. The bets under investigation were placed on whether or not an individual pitch would be a ball.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
So, you've got your dream car, your dream girl in the passenger seat, and nothing but road in front of you.
Okay, slow down a little, yeah?
But this isn't a dream. This isn't a movie or a video game. This is real life. And in real life,
look out! Look out! Look out!
There are real consequences. Speeding endangers you, your loved ones, and everyone else on the road. While speeding may seem like the quicker option, speeding catches up with you. This message is presented by NHTSA.
Hot damn! Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea just got harder with Twisted Tea Extreme. The hard iced tea taste you know and love, but with an 8% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea Extreme is made with real fruit tea, goes down smooth, and brings your daytime drinking to the next level. Just look for the bright yellow cans in the cooler and get ready to dial up the fun. Big flavor, extreme kick. Twisted Tea Extreme. Keep it twisted!
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. One less potential candidate for Wisconsin governor.
WisPolitics reports that a source close to Democratic Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says she's ruled out a run for governor, but is seriously considering a bid for lieutenant governor. She'll make a decision in the coming weeks. Governor Tony Evers announced last week that he won't seek a third term. Godlewski was elected state treasurer in 2019 and was appointed by Evers to the secretary's position in 2023 after Doug La Follette stepped down. Godlewski dropped out of the campaign for U.S. Senate in 2022 before endorsing then-Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, at which point her term as treasurer was expiring. Barnes went on to lose to Senator Ron Johnson. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign immediately following Evers' announcement. To Republicans, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and CEO and former Navy SEAL Bill Berrien are also running. Governor Evers says his administration remains committed to closing Green Bay Correctional Institute. In Appleton Tuesday, Evers says he can still complete that even though he's not running for another term.
What we can do is say, this is what's going to be closed, this is what's going to be open, this is what we're going to do here, here, and here, overall goals. That's something we can get accomplished.
A Portage County man accused in the deaths of his parents is being held in a high cash bond.
35-year-old Jacob Schulfer had his bond set at $2 million on Monday. As investigators say he shot Paula and Dale Schulfer on July 6th at their rural Portage County home. He was then shot by officers as they responded to the scene when he refused commands to drop his weapon, an action that an internal investigation showed was justified. He was discharged from the hospital over the weekend and immediately jailed. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Smart businesses advertise on local radio. Durand's WRDN, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Business owners, listen up. What's the one advertising method that doesn't cost your customers money? Radio. It's portable. It's in cars, offices, homes, and businesses, and free to your potential customers. Radio works. Ask our advertisers, and you'll want your business on Durand's WRDN Radio at 1430 AM and now at 107.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More and more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, 82 degrees.
Oh, you know what? We're going to take a quick look at what happened in the markets. With the way the grains traded today, I don't think I want to spend much time on them anyway. Then, we are headed to the YY Ranch in Arizona to talk sustainability, and we'll spend some time talking about efforts to control the New World screwworm.
Live from the sunny shores of Arizona via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Dr. Ryan Wolker from the Arizona Department of Agriculture. Then we've got David and Tina Thompson from YY Ranch. And then it's Hugh Aljo from Noble Research Institute. Directly following the news, Brian Split from AgMarket.net. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis. Hey, buddy. How you doing this afternoon? Everything good?
Super terrific. If I was any better, my name would be Chip Flory.
Huh? That's false. That's false. I don't know if you can prove that or not. Hey, things have cleared up on the radar, in Iowa at least. Northwest Iowa, the western half of Iowa, west of I-35, had a storm system roll through this morning. They had a second one roll through this afternoon. Things have broken down. There's just one little spot up there in Humboldt County right now where that seems to still be getting some rain. But that's a nice break because there's more coming tonight. It's already developed out in southwest South Dakota and the panhandle of Nebraska. So it's coming our way again. It's a tough pattern to break, isn't it?
Well, and I wish you the best, everybody, and I hope that at some point that it really does lead us into the promised land of maybe some temperatures with sevens on the front of them. That would be great. They're predicting that here for later this week in Kansas City, and I hope wherever you are, you get that too. Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. And not only temperatures in the 70s, but dew points in the 50s. They are coming our way. We are going to be talking about efforts to control New World screwworm. We've got the state veterinarian from Arizona on with us in the next segment. And then we're talking sustainability. We've got David and Tina from the YY Ranch. And we'll also be talking about some of the efforts at Noble Research Institute as well today. Part of the Trust in Beef Sustainable Ranch Tour. Looking forward to those conversations here this afternoon. All right, let's get to the markets.
Sure thing. As of July 27, USDA rated the spring wheat crop 49% good to excellent, down 4 points from the previous week. Spring wheat rated fair was up a point to 33%, and crop rated poor to very poor increased 2 points to 18%. And sellers remained in control of the spring wheat market. September spring wheat futures opened slightly higher, tried to rally, fell to close on session lows and at a new contract low. September soft red winter wheat futures broke down technically with the contract matching the contract low close from May 12. September hard red winter wheat futures 7.5 cents lower at 5.18.5. September SRW wheat down 8.75, 5.29.75. September spring wheat closed at 5.77.5. That's down 4 cents on the day.
Yeah, it was no good. No good in that spring wheat market in particular today. That new contract low close, that hurts, keeps the sellers in control.
Well, weekly crop condition ratings were a potpourri for the corn crop. Corn rated good fell 3 points to 53%. Corn rated excellent increased 2 points to 20%. Corn rated fair and poor were steady with last week. USDA now rates 2% of the crop as very poor. That's up 1 point from last week. Today's pressure on corn prices may have been relief selling after last night's storm failed to do widespread damage to the corn crop. Strength in the U.S. dollar also weighed on the corn market. December corn futures gapped lower, firmed to fill the gap, and then fell to post the lowest close ever. It was a new contract low close in new crop corn. Yeah. September corn futures 4.5 cents lower, 3.89.25. December corn down 3 cents, 4.11. March corn futures closed at 4.28.75, down 2.5 cents. Dude, that snuck up on me. Lowest close in December corn futures ever.
Yeah, yeah. At some point, we've got to find something that is going to exhaust this selling. We'll check in with Brian Split here in just a moment.
November bean futures also gapped lower on the open, filled the gap, and then fell back to close just below the opening range. USDA rates the soybean crop 70% good to excellent, up 2 points from the previous week. Soybean prices are on the defensive due to a lack of a threat to bean yields and uncertainty over how trade negotiations will progress with China. Soybean meal prices fell to a new contract low and pulled beans lower. December bean oil futures scored a new contract high close. September soybeans 3 cents lower, 9.89.5. November beans down 2 cents, 10.09.5. January beans closed at 10.28. That's down 2 cents on the day. Could have been worse than the beans, Chip.
Yeah, it could have been. Dece meal new low down $2.80, 276.50. Dece oil new high, 79 points higher, 56.78. I don't think I've ever seen those two markets diverge as much as they are right now.
Well, December cotton today, 67 points lower at 67.67. Weird. New contract highs in the cattle complex again today. August fat cattle, $1.85 higher, 229.72.5. August feeder futures up $2.67.5 to 236.20. And on the snout side, August lean hog futures were down $1.27.5 to 107.25. Chip Flory.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Brian Split, agmarket.net. How you doing, Brian?
Yeah, I'm doing okay, Chip. Hanging in there.
Okay. Yeah, give me something to even cling to that these markets are going to find a bottom.
Well, you know, I think the corn market is closest to what I would consider major support. We've been in a downward trending channel. That low that we scored earlier in July at 407.5 hit that lower channel line. So comes in about 405.5. That might be something where the market, we see that a lot this time of year, where maybe you make a new contract low by a couple cents and then you try to bounce a little bit. So we want to avoid making new contract lows and then really washing out. The concern, I think, you know, on beans is that it looks like there's a potential head and shoulder pattern. That'd be marked by highs in late May at 10.60 and a quarter. And then we had highs July 3rd at 10.58 and a half. Heads up at 74 and a quarter, and your neckline's that 10.13, 10.15 area. So a push below 10 bucks here again and making new lows for the month probably will validate that. And that would measure down to about 9.51 and a half for the November soybeans. And then there's also a very similar pattern on September Chicago wheat. You had a high on June 9th at 5.72 and a half. July 3rd at 568 and three quarters. Your neckline is at 537 and three quarter and 534 and three quarter. That's got a scary downside objective that measures down to 475 and a half. I really hope we don't need to go there, but we're getting dangerously close to new contract lows in the wheat market as well.
Well, you know, in reality, what are we? We're only 50, 60 cents away from that. If that's the objective, let's go down and get it and see what happens at that point.
Yeah, rip the Band-Aid off, guys. Let's just do this, right? Let's go.
That's exactly how I'm feeling about it. You know, normally I would say, because let's see what that would do to our demand side, but over there in corn, I don't know if we're going to generate a whole bunch more demand if this market goes down to that downside objective at 402 or not. I mean, this is a tough market, no doubt. Brian, I always appreciate your insights into what's going on in these markets. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise, Chip. Talk to you later.
All right. Brian Split, agmarket.net. Coming up next, we are going to have a conversation with Dr. Ryan Woker from Arizona.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to FarmJournalTV.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at FarmJournalTV.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
And the game is on the line.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit WIFarmTechDays.org.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.55% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Chip, and it is time to head down to Willcox, Arizona for a Sustainable Ranchers Tour. It is hosted by Trust in Beef and America's Conservation Ag Movement. Still time to join the event. If you are in the area, just go to www.trustinbeef.com for more information. And we're going to talk with David and Tina Thompson in the next segment, but I want to give them a special thank you right now to YY Ranch for opening up the gate and sharing their story with us and the attendees down there in Willcox, Arizona. But right now we're going to go a little bit of a different route, and we're going to have a conversation with Dr. Ryan Woker. He is the state veterinarian for the Arizona Department of Agriculture. He joins us right now. Dr. Woker, hey, thank you for making time for us down there. Thank you.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you for this opportunity, and I greatly appreciate the hospitality of the Thompson family at the YY Ranch here.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. So you are only about 30 miles from the Mexico border there in Willcox. I'm sure that you're keeping an eye on the threat level from the New World screw worm. What's the latest that you've heard?
So last I heard, and this was probably a couple of weeks ago, I think cases in Mexico were pushing a little over 3,000. The kind of most northerly case was detected in northern Veracruz state, so roughly 370 miles or so from the southern most tip of Texas.
So 3,000 total cases in Mexico. Obviously, most of those are happening down on the southern Mexico on the Central American borders, correct?
That is correct.
So what's going on down there? You know, I've had some cowboys up in this part of the world tell me that they're just not doing a good enough job of controlling the movement of cattle and checking for the New World screw worm on the southern border. Is that kind of the case?
Well, you know, I think we have to, you know, kind of go back in time a little bit here.
Okay.
To give some background, you know, New World screw worm, you know, it's a fly pest that was eradicated from the United States in 1966. That was the last time we had to deal with this this particular pest. You know, over the last 60 years, that pest has been contained to South America. And, you know, it's been contained to South America because of the COPEG facility, which is a USDA-funded facility in Panama that produces sterile male flies, which, you know, had kept that that fly down there. Unfortunately, you know, with waning virility of the flies, illegal animal movement, the pest managed to get north of that COPEG facility into the other Central American countries, and then finally breached Mexico in November of 2024.
Right. And we closed the border at that time, reopened it on a very monitored, measured scale, and now it's closed again as of last month, right?
Correct. As of, I believe, around July 7th, it closed again.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It was just, yeah, believe it or not, earlier this month. There's again, cowboys, when I'm having conversations with them, they're basically saying, listen, it's not a question of when it gets there, if it gets here. It's a question of when it gets north of the border. Do you buy into that?
Absolutely. And, you know, for several reasons. And I think the biggest thing to recognize here is that New World screw worm, you know, it's a very opportunistic fly. It will prey upon pretty much any warm-blooded animal. So that includes, you know, livestock, cattle, horses, feral swine, cats, dogs, and even humans. This is a zoonotic disease that can affect people as well. So there's a wide breadth of species that that can be affected by this pest.
Okay, so what are you doing in Arizona to get ready?
Good question. So in Arizona here, we're working very closely with the USDA, Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Border Patrol, Obviously, this response and the preparations for this potential disease incursion, you know, are kind of multi-jurisdictional response. So Customs and Border Patrol, USDA, they have jurisdiction over the border itself. Both the legal ports of entry and the interportal areas, or, you know, the areas where animals may be smuggled in or, you know, inadvertently stray in. When we get stray animals or even some of the smuggled animals as well, we examine those animals, ensure they're healthy, free of disease, not only New World screwworm, but other diseases like cattle fever tick, brucellosis, tuberculosis, in the case of horses, equine infectious anemia. So we're testing for a variety of things, but it is a multi-jurisdictional response. You know, our Arizona Department of Agriculture's, you know, mission is to protect the livestock industry ensure that commerce can continue.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that Texas is putting out some screwworm fly traps. Is Arizona doing anything like that?
We're in the preparation stage for that. So yes, we'll be working with USDA and USDA Wildlife Services to conduct surveillance trapping in Arizona as well.
Yep. Good. Good. Okay. So that's what you're doing on a state level. When you talk with individual farmers, ranchers down there, what do they need to do?
So the biggest thing for you know, ranchers and producers to be aware of is the surveillance component. And, you know, going back to, you know, the historical perspective there, when we were dealing with this pest back in the 60s, you know, in the 50s and such, you know, management practices were actually quite a bit different. You know, we haven't had to deal with this disease. Likewise, we haven't had to deal with foot and mouth since 1929. And so, you know, I would say that there's probably less intensive management now because we have been so successful eradicating these diseases, you know, to include brucellosis and tuberculosis as well. And so, you know, there's going to be a component of increased, you know, requirement on the part of producers to, you know, ride their allotments, ride their grazing lands, look at those cattle on a daily or, you know, weekly basis, and make sure that there's no affected animals. You know, similarly, you know, engaging the hunting community, you know, if they're out there in a hunting parcel, you know, they see something, you know, that's consistent with the screwworm infestation, they need to report that to, you know, the local authorities, Arizona Game and Fish, Fish and Wildlife Service, et cetera.
Okay. Well, talk to those hunters in particular here for just a moment. And I don't know how much detail you want to get into, because I know the cattlemen probably know what they're looking for to identify what that screwworm infection might look like, but hunters might not know, Dr. Wolker. So be gentle with us, but what are we looking for?
So the interesting thing about New World screwworm is that, you know, unlike many other species of flies that lay maggots in wounds, those maggots normally just feed on dead tissue. The unique thing about New World screwworm is that these maggots actually feed on living tissue. And so, you know, when they're looking at, you know, animals that are affected, oftentimes these animals will have huge cavities just full of maggots. The maggots in the wound will be kind of vertically arranged. They kind of stand themselves upright. You know, the biggest thing is, again, just kind of that notification piece, notifying us, notifying, you know, University of Arizona Cooperative Extension, and getting somebody out there to collect some samples and get those submitted to the lab. Working with U of A Cooperative Extension, the ALERT program, which is the Arizona Livestock Incident Response Team, we are putting together kits for ranchers that are kind of like a little cardboard mailing tube. It's got a little test tube in there filled with alcohol for preservation of the maggots if they, you know, collect some specimens, and then all the paperwork necessary to submit that, including, you know, GPS coordinates, right? Because when, busy eradicating this disease back in the 60s, you know, those GPS coordinates were important for sterile fly drops. So, you know, going back to the Copaig facility that's producing those sterile male flies, and it, you know, infested areas identified, and then the plane flies over, drops those male flies, so they can do their job.
Yeah. Yep, gotcha. Are you satisfied with the measures that USDA federal government has taken to this point?
Yeah, I mean, USDA has been, you know, proactive dealing with this. Going back to the historical component, we haven't had to deal with this disease for 60 years. So those facilities that were present domestically back in the day producing those sterile male flies, those have long since been decommissioned. And that's a huge problem. And I'm happy to see that, USDA is devoting the economic and monetary resources towards reestablishing those domestic fly production facilities. I know that they are in the process of standing up a distribution facility at, I believe, Moore Air Force Base in Texas. But we definitely need a domestic production facility, and that's going to be the next big deal.
Right. Dr. Wolker, that was very good, man. Thank you so much. I learned a lot in that conversation. Thank you, sir, for what you're doing down there. Good luck.
Pleasure. Thank you.
All right. That is Dr. Ryan Wolker, state veterinarian at the Arizona Department of Agriculture. Coming up next, David and Tina Thompson, the YY Ranch, down in Arizona.
Hear that? Those are Pioneer brand soybean and corn fields, the number one seed brand in the U.S., ready to harvest. The combine reaps and separates row after row of innovative genetics. Soybeans fall into bins and bounce off the tin with unbeatable yields. Pioneer corn and soybean seed is the number one brand in the U.S. This is what it sounds like to plant number one. Learn more at pioneer.com/topcrop.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where September HRW wheat futures were 7.5 cents lower at 518.5. September soft red wheat down 8.75 to 529.75. September corn futures 4.5 cents lower at 389.25. December corn down 3 cents to 411. September soybean futures 3 cents lower at 989.5. November beans down 2 cents, 10.09.5. December cotton today, 67 points lower at 67.67. Over to the livestocks, August fat cattle $1.85 higher, 229.72.5. August feeders up $2.67.5 to 236.20. And August lean hog futures down 127.5 to 107.25. Get more market news every market day. Simply visit tryprofarmer.com.
Want to get smarter? And
whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey, how was your day?
Great! Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming!
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More and more sunshine today, but still hot and humid. High temperatures spike to the upper 80s, and it'll really be feeling more like the mid-90s. Got a chance for a spotty shower or a brief thunderstorm early this evening, otherwise holding off on rain until tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, 82 degrees.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Davis,
Chip.
Every time I ask that question about, you know, some guys are saying it's not a question of if, but when the new world screwworm gets into the U.S., I keep waiting for one of them to say, oh, no, let's not go that far. Everybody is saying be prepared.
Yep.
Be prepared for this thing to show up.
We want the truth, even if it's a little frightening.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. I'm Chip. Welcome back to AgriTalk. We are heading back to Wilcox, Arizona for the Sustainable Ranchers Tour. It is hosted by Trust in Beef and America's Conservation Ag Movement. And joining us right now, we've got David and Tina Thompson from the YY Ranch. David and Tina were nice enough to open up the gate to the Trust in Beef crowd, the Sustainable Ranchers Tour, and now we're going to hear their story. David, Tina, welcome to AgriTalk. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. I've got some background on the ranch, but I want to hear from you guys. Tell me about the ranch.
Well, we're located down here in Cochise County, Southeast Arizona. We're a commercial, we have a commercial cow-calf herd and a registered Angus seed stock, small registered Angus seed stock herd. Mm-hmm. And we ranched with Tina and I and our son and daughter-in-law and two granddaughters help us on weekends and stuff when they can.
How long has it been in the family?
Since 1879.
1879. So that would make you fourth generation on the ranch?
I'm fifth generation. So my son's sixth, and then our granddaughters make it seventh.
All right. Fifth generation on the ranch down there. My goodness gracious. Tell me a little bit more about the Angus, the breeding stock, the seed stock that you guys have got going down there.
Well, we just do that kind of on the side to help make a little extra income and stuff. And so we're running a, depending with this drought and everything, we try and keep that herd between 50 and 75. And we split that with our son, daughter-in-law, and two granddaughters. So the seventh generation, actually, both of them actually have cattle here on the ranch.
But awesome.
Yeah, we just tried to, we couldn't get good Angus bulls when we were switching to Angus, and so we started breeding our own through AI.
If you can't find them, do it yourself. Well, and the other thing is the way that Angus genetics are in demand right now, even from the dairy industry, my gosh, there's got to be huge demand out there.
Yes, there's always a good demand for the Angus sires, and it, once we kind of get through this drought, hopefully our 30 year drought's about over. It's been 35 years, but
jeez, 35 but, year drought. Good grief. Okay. But even with a 35 year drought, you guys have held that ranch together down there since 1879. When you look at the time all the way back to 1879, what's been the key to being able to do that, to keep it in the family, to keep it, you know, sustainable, which means profitable?
Yeah, so it's been, well, I think you go way back, and my ancestors were always took care of the land. It was important. They watched the vegetation and made sure they weren't overgrazing, and early on they purchased the land, so it was there, so they, you know, they knew they needed to take care of it for future generations. I think that was always the idea, and it was just always the next generation was ready to come in and take over. It was and then with the idea of passing it on to future generations. And so conservation has always been, even before it was popular or whatever, they just, you know, being on the land, they could see what was needed to be able to make, to be sustainable.
Yeah. Yeah. You were sustainable before it became a buzzword, weren't you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So, okay, I'll admit, when I think about cattle ranching, Arizona is not where my first thoughts go, and maybe it should. But talk to me about the ecosystem that you've got down there and how you need to manage it to keep running cows.
Well, that's a thought that a lot of people have, but Arizona is towards the top of the list of beef-producing states. We actually produce enough beef to feed 8 million people a year. And so a lot of people think of Arizona as desert. We're actually sitting at 5,000 feet right now. So there's higher elevations with better vegetation and stuff. And down in the deserts, they do a little different thing. They run stockers and stuff more than cow-calf operations. But in our area, you know, we can run, maintain cow-calf operation pretty well.
Okay, day-to-day, David, what does that look like? What do you need to do to maintain that cow-calf operation day-to-day?
So day-to-day is we start with checking our farm bot at 4 o'clock in the morning when I get up. That tells us if we have a problem with our water system and if so, where we're going to go to work that day. But so water is very crucial. And then monsoons, that's what grows our annual feed is months, July, August, September. And so we know whether we need to, how much we need to supplement, how much we need to cut back on our herd when we preg test in the fall. And so day to day is the typical checking fences, putting out mineral, checking cattle. And unfortunately, it's not a matter of if, but when we have to start checking for screwworm.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, doing those checks on a regular basis. So you've already mentioned how the seventh generation there on at YY is getting involved on the seed stock side of things. I know that you're making other plans out down there as well to bring the next generation in. What are you doing to make sure that the next generation and the generation after that has success there on the YY Ranch?
But the first step is it's really important to do estate planning. You can't just not leave your kids in the dark and not make it clear who's going to be taking over. And through estate planning, you make it very clear where the title goes next, who has the title. And that gives them the ability to get loans or apply for grants to do conservation work and stuff. That's the first step. A definite succession plan. And then there's things we're doing. We're putting a lot of money and time into building better infrastructure so that future generations can, you know, work smarter, not harder, you know, so it doesn't take many people to, and that's where we're at right now. It's Dave and I are running it. And, we have to figure out how to do things without a lot of help a lot of times. So, because that's future. I mean, the cost of labor is just getting worse and worse. And so investing in equipment and infrastructure, you know, and a lot of it is the water infrastructure. And then something else that you got to pay attention to is political advocacy, because we've gone through a lifetime of beef industry being under attack. And then other thing, you know, so we've been working hard to change that perception. And also, you know, things like inheritance tax, you know, inheritance tax can totally cause a ranch to have to sell. And so, you know, like in this new big, beautiful bill, they've increased exemption, which is huge for us, you know, in being able to pass it on. things like that. You got to pay attention to things like that because it really affects what's going to happen to your future generations.
And man, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Tina. I am really great comments, great insights right there, because everything that you just went through is so important. And the investment in the infrastructure, there are some incentives in place for you to do that right now, some tax incentives in place to do that that might not be there in the future. So you mm-hmm. you've got to take advantage of it while you can, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really cool. What is it that you hope the people that are down there at YY Ranch on the Sustainable Farmers Tour, if they're taking one thought, one concept home with them from visiting your ranch, what is it that you hope they take home with them?
Well, going back to the estate planning, you know,
yeah.
talk to your lawyer. Nobody likes to talk to a lawyer, and they charge you a bunch of money, but it's money well spent. You can't spend money any wiser. Bring your accountant in on that. Our accountant's always been a huge part of the estate planning and stuff. And yeah, so we're going to visit a little about that.
Also, it's the future of feeding America, basically, depends on, you know, supporting ranchers and farmers. And quit attacking us, you know, or help. At this time, you know, the percent of farmers and ranchers going out of business is
too high.
Alarmingly high. And it's not a problem yet, but it could be. It's going to be.
That's right.
And so
that's right. We're coming up on the break here, guys. Just trust in the fact that there is a whole new generation out there that appreciates what you guys are doing. And we appreciate what you're doing as well. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for your time.
You said, hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
We talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop podcast wherever you find podcasts, so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. LoveLost is a free, easy-to-use database utilizing photo matching technology to search participating shelter partners and social platforms to bring pets home. Simply upload a photo to report a lost or found pet to the largest free lost and found database, or pre-register your pet today so you're ready if the unthinkable happens. With over 100,000 reunions and counting, LoveLost unites communities through technology to make a difference. Let's unite to reunite, because every pet deserves a lifetime of love. Visit LoveLost.org and register today.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Learn from the experts at Yield Academy in Rochester, Minnesota on August 21st. Use promo code AgriTalk for a 50% discount. Go to FarmJournalYieldAcademy.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in Willcox, Arizona. At least that's where our conversations are. It's part of the Sustainable Ranchers Tour, sponsored by Trust in Beef and America's Conservation Ag Movement. A big thank you to David and Tina Thompson there at the YY Ranch in Willcox for opening up their gate and making some time for us today. Great story, great conversation there with David and Tina in the last segment. Hugh Aljo is the Director of Ranches, Outreach, and Partnerships at the Noble Research Institute, and he joins us right now. Hugh, it's good to talk with you. How are you?
Always good. Glad to be here, with you.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear it. Talk to me about, what is the Noble Research Institute?
The Noble Research Institute is an organization that was founded by an individual that wanted to give back to the land itself. So in 1945, he started what was known as the Noble Foundation. We were kind of called the best kept secret until about, best kept secret in Southern Oklahoma until about 5 years ago, when the family of our founder decided they wanted to make a national impression. And so we decided where it needed to be was in land conservation, specifically in grazing lands and business success for, ranchers. So that's what we're focused on, and that's what we're about.
What has that been like, taking the message out of Southern Oklahoma to a national audience?
Well, it's quite a pleasure, to be quite honest with you. You know, you take the things that what we call the principles that we've known and begin to apply those in other areas, and get to meet with some great ranchers like Tina and Dave here in Arizona. And then as we go across other parts of the country, help understand what the challenges that these producers face. And amazingly, they're very, very similar no matter where you go. You just have a different context that they have to operate within.
Okay. All right. So soil health is very important to Noble. But you guys are down there in Arizona right now. How much work can you really do in that kind of a soil type to improve soil health?
Well, quite frankly, it's probably more work in this part of the country than where you have, you know, better rainfall, more favorable conditions. But if you don't take care of the land, if you're not paying attention to what we typically would think of the landscape skill management of those resources, the soil health won't allow these ranch lands to be as resilient as they are. And that's the neat thing about the, you know, ranches like here at the Thompson Ranch, you know, with the YY Ranch, you've got a ranch resource that has been taken care of for generations. And those people that really understand it, they understand it may not look like the same soil health that we'll see in Oklahoma or in Minnesota or wherever we may land. But the fact is, these lands can respond because of the management there that they've been practicing for many, many decades. And that's what's really critical is the time factor here, where in other places, you know, we all look smart when it rains. The really tough, you know, the people that are really good managers, you figure out who they are when it turns dry.
Yeah, yeah. How important are cows and other critters to managing soil health in an environment like that?
They're still extremely critical. I mean, you start thinking about if you just let this stuff grow up here when you had a good year, you know, all that grass would just grow up and just stand up, and it never gets to really cycle. And we talk about the ecosystem processes, you know, the water cycle, nutrient cycle, solar flow or the energy flow, and then you've got community dynamics, which is diversity. You know, the water cycle is what's always difficult because it's, you know, you have so much, so little water. But if you have that material that never gets cycled and it just stands there up, it just becomes dry, desiccates. And then when the next wind blows, when it does break down, it just blows away. It never gets a chance to be incorporated. It's the livestock and the other grazing animals that's able to take those nutrients and begin to cycle them back to the soil so that we can start again with the next flush of moisture.
Yep. Take it from the soil, put it back in the soil, and give it some water and see what can happen there. What about the Thompsons are using some rotational grazing down there. What kind of challenges does that present?
Well, you know, the biggest challenge, you know, Dave just talked about a little bit earlier, is just distribution of water. You know, you may have grazing lands that are, you know, a mile, 2 miles away from where the nearest water source is, and those areas will never get grazed. And that's where you begin to divide up your ranch and put in a water system that can complement your grazing management so that you get the rest and recovery that's really needed for these lands to become more resilient and, you know, recover a lot more rapidly when we do get moisture. And they've got to plan more than just 1 year. You know, they're in southern Oklahoma, we have the luxury, we just plan from year to year. Here, they've got to be thinking 2, maybe 3 years out, just because, you know, what you grow this year, it may need to carry you for multiple years, not just a season.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And the cows don't make it any easier on you when you get right down to it, because they don't all act the same. Some of them love to range for 2 miles. Some of them are going to stay within a half mile of that water source. It's just they don't all act the same. So makes it tough, doesn't it?
It makes it real tough. You know, as a rule, you know, cattle don't like to wander more than about, or graze more than about a half mile away from water. Well, realistically, you can't do that in this part of the country. You got to have animals adapted. So you have to have animals that know the land. And if you've got animals that are raised within this system and they return back, you know, from as heifers back into the program, they are a lot more likely to be more adapted, ranged better, adapt to the land and the management here.
Hugh, real quick, where can listeners go for more information about Noble?
Go on the website, www.noble.org, noble.org.
Ah, excellent. That's easy enough. Noble.org. Hugh, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Cheers. All right. You bet. That is Hugh Aljo, Director of Ranchers Outreach and Partnerships at the Noble Research Institute. I was thinking about this, jumping into it so quick. August 4th through the 8th, the 6 to 10 day from the NWS, above normal temperatures, above normal precip over most of the Midwest. And then August 6th through the 12th, above normal temperatures, near normal precip in the West, above normal precip in the Central and the East. Come back tomorrow morning. We've got a Farmer Forum for you here on AgriTalk.
Wake up. Get ready. Grab breakfast. Go to work. Grab lunch. Come home. Run to practice. Run to the store. Grab dinner. Go to bed and repeat. Food fuels your day. And we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Big year. I'm starting middle school.
Welcome to the jungle, Missy.
Best part? My parents promised me a new laptop.
Perfect for homework, essays, and drudgery.
So we went to Staples. They had all the latest tech, and laptops were up to 40% off.
Woo! Another back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button.
Mom high-fived the cashier. So embarrassing.
Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 8/23. Select models only.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. An ultimatum from the U.S. chief executive to the Russian president to get a peace deal with Ukraine by 10 days from today.
And then, you know, we're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia.